Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book said, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Radio on this Monday night with Virgil Sprages and Russell Hodge, and I'll tell you what, things are going cycle out there. We're on fire again here in New Mexico. We got more fires going up in Santa Rosa right now, and that fire just went up, and we got one up here in Dewey, which isn't too far from me, so y'all pray for us up here. Hey, Russell, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, doing all right, adjusting to this wonderful Texas heat.
Right.
It's been a man killer the last couple of days. Well, I say that, but that's not true because that weather doesn't get here till August and September. But it was 21. We hit 97 today.
Wow, and actually got up to 103. So I tell you, it got hot. It got blistering hot out here, and it's windy too. On top of that, but I tell you, these fires are out again, brother. I mean, The entire state is burning up, and it's making us all wonder if there's arson involved, because they're starting to say out of control burns and stuff like that, you know, and everything. So, and if you remember 2 weeks ago, my town caught on fire and stuff. We got lucky and everything,
yeah.
You know, and stuff. So it's getting more bizarre as we get closer to the elections, you know. And I'll tell you, I watched that 2000 news last night. Oh, my gosh. What?
That a boom, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was like, well, I was lucky I got to watch it on Rumble, because they took it off Rumble already. They already blocked it on Rumble and YouTube. And let me tell you, all that evidence.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's fascinating, man.
Everything that we have said, that you have said on this show. Everything.
Yep.
You know,
the media is not fucking saying much about it at all.
Oh, no.
It's been blacked out media-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, if any of y'all do not think that the Republicans are as deeply involved in what happened on Election Day 2020, you need to have your attorney write Institution of Higher Learning a letter demanding a refund for breach of contract.
And here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up, because the Republicans are deep in this thing. The rhinos. They're all in this. Like you said. We said this. They're all in bed together.
Yeah. They are definitely all in bed together. And it becomes more obvious every day. I mean, they are so brazenly bolding right now. Okay, let me ask you a quick question. What happened to the war in Ukraine? It's not on the news 24/7 around the clock anymore, is it? No, it's not. And guess what's happening in Ukraine?
People are figuring it out.
Money is the world's largest money laundering operation in world history is running wide open, ladies and gentlemen. The elites and politicians.
Go ahead.
They are banking cash right and left, okay? Another $34 billion, right, to rebuild Ukraine. You, ladies and gentlemen, you don't rebuild during a war, all right? And it's still going on over there. It's just not getting to play because a lot of the world, even our neighbors to the south, and I will give Mexico a pat on the back for that. Mexico says that we ain't doing no sanctions against Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So the money laundering operation in Ukraine is running absolutely wide open.
You did hear that Joe Biden went down there the other day, didn't you? And Justin Trudeau, right? Why would a communist and a president's wife go to Ukraine? What's the purpose?
I didn't know he'd gone over there, but.
Oh, yeah, he snuck over there over the weekend. I've been keeping close tabs on this. And Virgil just texted me. He's going to be just a little bit late. He went to the store and everything, but he's going to call in. But I tell you, you know, I have been seeing this pattern with Ukraine and Russia. I'm siding with Putin on this, to be honest with you. I'm not for what's going on, but he's exposing all this whole shit right in front of our eyes, everybody.
Right.
That's the reason why it's quiet right now, because everybody knows it right now.
So you've got that going on. A major indictment just got handed down from the Durham investigation. that I handed down today. For those of you that still believe there's going to be some sort of justice for this election fraud, everything that's gone on since then, I hate to disappoint you, but the corrupt don't indict the corrupt. The DOJ is completely 100% corrupted. The FBI is completely 100% corrupted. And it appears like the Department of Homeland Security is now 100% corrupted.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't stand now, there won't be anything to stand for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And if you remember, everybody, you know, we told you all, just as elections got closer, all the shit was going to blow up at us at one time, and look what they're doing. I mean, we got these protests going on, anti-abortion protests. That was leaked out on purpose. You know, we got that going on.
Yes, yes, man. Imagine living in a godless world where people are angry and burning stuff down because they can't kill babies. That is where we are as a country, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've allowed to happen. Yes, we, you, me, Joseph, Virgil, every sweet kick and laugh out there, okay?
Oh, here's a talker.
We were supposed to be paying attention. When we were supposed to be doing our jobs, we were all too busy chasing the almighty dollar, and we were all, well, that's not going to affect me. That's not going to bother me. Yeah, I get out of that. That's how it happens.
Right.
A little chip. Right. And ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, here's the copper, brother. And I know you guys disagreed with me a couple months ago on this, and I still said, well, Virgil Cunningham sees it now. I don't know if you can see it. We're not going to have an election. Not like what y'all think. I still see
At this point in time, Democrats absolutely have to do something to stop that election from happening.
Oh, yeah. Well,
And there might be a big old election sweep and stuff like that. That could very well happen if there's an election. But you know what that's going to get you and me? Nothing. Absolutely
right.
Not. You've got to understand these people work hand in hand. What happened when for 2 years we had the majority in the House, majority in the Senate, and President Mitch McConnell did everything they could to drag their feet everything that was good for you and I.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they're in on it together. You know, ain't that right, Berger? I mean, we called the shots on this from day one.
We called the shots on this long. We called shots on this maybe not as long as back when Jesus was a nail banger, but long enough.
And here's another thing. I don't know if you caught wind of this, but the Pfizer drops came out. Everything we said about the vaccines and everything, we were right, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We were right.
Oh, yeah. I posted something earlier today. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can pull this up. This is just This is just straight off the fucking press. Okay. Okay, it's real short, so I'm going to read it to you. For those who've gotten the jab, you have my sympathy. The next batch of Pfizer documents are out. And in conclusion, the mandatory Pfizer vaccine was not 95% effective.
Nope.
Only 12% effective. But only for about a week. Then after that, it dropped to less than 1% effectiveness. Your government knew this, and They tried to bury these documents for 75 years. They did not want this stuff coming out. Pfizer's profits for the first quarter of 2022 was $3+ billion.
Well, look at all those people that died.
They have nothing. You cannot sue them. The government, Republican, Democrat, holding hands, and holding one hand and has the other hand had one finger in each other's butt, and they got immunity, legal immunity, to Pfizer and all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sue them
till they leave office. That's why they're still.
Well,
not only that,
Russell, but last Sunday, the whole pot, I mean the whole pot of shit, got turned over about January 6th and the big invasion at the border on 60 Minutes, okay? Now, you know, a lot of people say, you know, including you, Russell, you know, but I've had my doubts about this. What is that noise in the background? Joseph, turn that fan off.
How's that?
A lot better.
Sorry, I didn't realize I had it pointing. It's 103
Trump,
up here, so.
Okay. Trump wanted to put 260,000 troops on the border. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
His Secretary of Defense and General Milley fought against it. I mean, they blocked it. They secretly blocked it. Okay? And it's like I said, Russell, you know, you can be one man, you can be the leader of a country, but if the people under you don't follow your orders, you ain't got nothing. Joseph, is that fan still on, or do you have it turned a certain way, or what?
No, I got it turned off.
Okay.
I don't hear anything now. That noise from all ago is gone.
Yeah.
I got it turned off, so sorry about that.
But
go ahead,
all of this, just wanting to seal these files on these vaccines and everything for 75 years, you know, that ought to tell you something right there with all of this coming out. That ought to tell you right now with all of these sealed files, the Kennedy assassination, the 9/11, if you can't hear that noise, Russell, something's wrong.
I don't hear anything.
It almost sounds like somebody's eating potato chips.
Yeah, it does. Actually, I can hear it now. It's not coming from me.
But, you know, the 9/11 investigation, the shooting in Las Vegas, it must be me. Let me call back in. Something must be wrong here. Because every time I talk, it's starting up.
I really don't hear nothing on my end.
I hear it on this end now.
Probably,
but, you know, and
Russ, bullshit.
Probably. That's why I'm with Boost. But Virgil's right. You know, I mean, everything, even all the way up to the way Finney comes death.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I've told y'all. Right after the fraudulent election, I told y'all that after January the 20th, things were going to take off. They were going to run so hard and fast with this that you wouldn't recognize the country in a year. And look where we are.
And that's why I've been sitting back watching the whole thing, you know. I think we all have. But
Trump was so evil. He was the evil racist. He was evil this. He was evil that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Part of the plan. that was part of the propaganda plan. I mean, if you watch 2000 News, that was even mentioned in there. You know,
oh, yeah.
Propaganda, get everybody fighting.
There cannot be any doubt in anyone's mind that that election is fraudulent.
Oh, yeah. Well, bro, we were all watching it that night. The numbers stopped, and all of a sudden, I mean, Trump was way ahead. You know, and all of a sudden, everything stopped and went backwards. Even here in New Mexico, they stopped the elections real early. They're investigating voter fraud right here in New Mexico right now. But
well, they can investigate all they want. It ain't going to do no good now.
That's what I was going to say. What good is it going to do? Well, it's already too late.
Not necessarily. Now, if there was someone, yeah, right, I would actually pick up the ball and file charges, and people were convicted, Biden could be removed from office. Trump
would have to be removed.
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Trump put back in. And anything that Biden did, executive orders, SCOTUS picks, judge picks, department heads, all that would be wiped out. But
the whole bunch needs to be gone.
You're not going to find a crook in D.C. that's going to file charges against the other crooks.
Oh, no.
Because they'll go down, too, right along with them.
Well, it's a matter of this. Everybody's got their price. Everybody's got their price. And these people have unlimited capital. Okay? So it's not going to happen. You know, and in kind of a way, Russell, in kind of a way, you know, being prepared for this, you know, I can say this. All I can say for everybody that, you know, that said anything bad about Trump or whatever, or voted against him or whatever, hey, have fun, because I'm sure having fun watching y'all suffer. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you did this to yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You did this to yourselves.
And look what all that hate did to this country. Look where we're at right now.
And look at Peppermint Patty. Look at Peppermint Patty. She's even getting out of the game. She done had enough.
Yep.
So.
Circle back, girls, no more.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just.
Yep.
It's just comical to watch. It's just comical to watch these Democrats, these people that protested in the street and went screaming like idiots now, and they're crying, oh, well, we can't get this at the store. We can't do that no more. We can't do this. We can't. Hey, you brought it on yourselves. You brought it on yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these are the same people. These are the same people. Ukraine. Fuck the Ukraine.
No, I don't know.
Russia too.
I don't know if you were on, Virgil, but earlier I said that money laundering operation in Ukraine, that son of a bitch is running wide open right now. They got the ears.
Do you honestly think, anybody out there that we are such good people, that this administration is so good, that they're just going to arbitrarily offer billions of dollars of aid to this country and not get covered on the back end?
Right. Well, that's where we're at.
Do you honestly believe this?
Virgil, what really stuck out to me is this $34 billion funding deal they just passed for Ukraine to rebuild Ukraine. I know I'm not a rocket scientist, but I'm pretty fucking sure you don't fucking rebuild during the war.
Especially when it's not over.
That's just a start, Russell. And take a guess who's going to get that rebuild contract. Take a guess, ladies and gentlemen. The stars of Texas, that big shining corporation out of Texas called Halliburton.
Well, they're all under KBR, but yeah, Halliburton. Yep.
So,
well, here's the thing, Virgil, that I asked Russell earlier. Why was Jill Biden and Justin Trudeau out there over the weekend? What purpose was that?
I don't know. I don't think they let. I don't think that was a fake scene out of a movie set or something. I don't think Biden really is allowed to leave the United States. The thing is, if you are the president of the United States, if you are a member of Congress, if you are a member of the Senate, what the hell do you need handlers following you, telling you what to do if you're the boss?
Right. Well, they do have to use handlers.
I mean, all of these, when they get approached with the hard questions, oh, boy, them handlers, they go, we got to go. Don't answer questions.
Yep.
We got to go.
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
come on.
I mean,
you know,
it's just unreal. It's just unreal. Oh, and did you hear about the great capture in Indiana?
No. Oh yeah,
they
got caught.
They got captured that convicted murderer and that turncoat sheriff's deputy. She shot herself. She tried to kill herself. But he's back in custody. They're out. They're off the streets. So thank God for that.
Oh, here's one of our listeners that are in the chat. They were just saying that the reason why Biden can't go to Ukraine, like Rose Berger was saying, is basically because they had a trial there and Biden was found guilty. Maybe that's the reason he couldn't go to Ukraine.
Yeah, well.
You know, that was from Biden eyes. He's one of our big
fans. Yeah, we don't want him to end up in the same jail cell with that basketball player, God forbid.
Well, they don't have no ice cream down there.
Guys, I want to give a shout out to some people right quick up in Colorado. Courtney and Nikki, they're good friends of mine. Nikki's from Slidell, Louisiana. She moved up to Colorado. And Courtney, she does listen to us. She texted me today, you know, messaged me today. She said, you know, I listen to you guys. You guys are fun. You know, you're a hoot. And she said, you know, she agrees with some of our things, and she disagrees with other things. And She and Nikki are part of the lesbian community, and I told Russell a while back, you know, when Russell was feeling kind of lonely and everything, I asked Nikki to hook him up, you know, with somebody, and she said that, well, all of her friends were lesbians. I said, well, look, I said Russell keeps his hair in a ponytail, his fingernails are short. He doesn't have a boyfriend, and he drives a Jeep. I mean, technically, you know, technically, And she got a kick. She got a kick out of that. But Courtney and Nikki, this is Virgil. We're saying hello to y'all, and y'all keep up trying to make ends meet. She's doing the right thing. She's selling garden varieties, plantlets, seedlets, you know, things like that. Fruits, vegetables, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I hope them all the best. The last storm that came through, it tore their greenhouse down. I mean, they lost everything. And they're restarting up from scratch, and I wish them all the best, and we wish them all the best at Wolverine Freedom Radio. Courtney, Nikki, we love y'all, and y'all keep listening.
So, yeah, they started doing some of that trading plants and stuff up here about a week ago and everything, because before he got on the show, I was just telling Russell that we're on pretty much on fire up here now again. Kind of roses on fire now. I sent you a video of that, and then just on the other side of the mountain.
Well, what the hell is causing all them fires? Is that them ranchers doing that or what?
No, it's BLM, Bureau of Land Management, doing control burns. Apparently, they're getting out of hand, and when they do it every time the wind comes up.
Yeah, Virgil, I just got thinking about that, Virgil. I do have ponytail. But I do have a ponytail. I drive a Jeep. I don't have a boyfriend. And I like girls. Hell, I might be a lesbian.
And your fingernails are short. So that qualifies you as a lesbian.
Yeah, and he drinks whiskey.
Oh, and Russell, y'all going to think I'm lying to you. Y'all going to think, okay. My wife and I, we were going to Walmart in Plaquemine yesterday. I mean, day before yesterday. And we turned on what was called Stassi Road. It's a shortcut. It's the back way to Plaquemine because we hate the highway. And when we turned that corner to get on Stassi Road, there's this black Jeep, and it's sitting up about 5 foot above the ground. I mean, he's got this thing jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, Russell, there is a midget trying to climb into the passenger side of it.
Are you going to get no video?
I couldn't grab my phone fast enough. Look, Russell, it looked like us at Paris Island on the old course. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. Susan was like, what are you looking at? I pointed, and I had tears in my eyes, man. I was laughing so hard. I swear to God.
But I don't know, man. I mean, you know, but all these fires, not just here, but, you know, nobody's really talking about the fires that's going on in these food plants, too, and everything going around. I mean, I have to agree. What the fuck is up with all these fires? I mean, BLM says it's controlled burn, but what the fuck, you know?
BLM said it's controlled burn. It didn't sound like it was too under control there to me, but you're going to see more and more of this. Man, I mean, Biden's laptop is back out again, out front and center. Mm-hmm. Durham's starting to indict people. Now, they'll indict him whether they get anything. He's yet to be seen. That's the child's dragged on so long that most of us won't be here if it ever does come to a conclusion. Gentlemen, it's going to take all of us uniting. We have to unite. And you have. You. I'm talking to you. Yeah, you there, staring at your phone, looking at your laptop right now in the chat. You. I'm talking to you. All of you. And y'all going to have to stop complying. You're going to have to draw a line in the sand and go, no.
Well, that's why the government...
Because I'm going to tell you what. If this continues to happen, We may not have a fucking country by the end of the summer.
Oh, no.
That's the rate these people are going. And if they get
right.
this, if they get this disinformation thing going, you'll never hear true facts again. That's straight. I mean, we're talking Stalin, Mao, level of communist tyranny right there. But this 30-year-old dimwit who's been on TikTok and has been a spreader of misinformation since day one. Steal Hunter's laptop, that's Russian misinformation. This chick is a far less Looney Tune, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Russell.
I'm telling you, Sam doesn't have nothing on this woman. She is full-blown right to nut, and you will never see an honest piece of news again that's not scripted.
Well,
exactly.
Russell, I tell you what, they could, if I was part of this, you know, administration, Hunter Biden laptop thing or whatever, okay, yeah, go ahead and indict me. Let's go to trial. Let's get it over with. Because let me tell you what, the handlers are going to put that pardon in front of Sleepy Joe, and he's going to sign it. So that's why they're
mm-hmm.
not worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this Ministry of Truth is a playbook right out of Hitler.
Well,
am I wrong?
When George Soros came out back in the Ukraine, when Pelosi
mm-hmm.
went to the Ukraine along with Shifty Schiff Schumer and all them other ones over there, that should have woke everybody up right there. That should have woke everybody up right there.
And you know George Soros is behind a lot of this stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. They had to go over there and make sure the cash kept flowing, the laundering service there kept running, all these billions of dollars that are being sent to aid Ukraine is getting rifled into the correct pockets. Yeah, they had to go over there. But it wasn't for the good of things to ensure that the corruption continues.
Yeah, but all that human trafficking they got going on over there, too. You know?
Okay, this just in, Joseph. Vicky White, the Alabama Sheriff's Deputy that helped this convict escape, she
mm-hmm.
died from her self-inflicted gunshot wound.
What?
Just came in. Yep, she died.
Committed suicide, huh?
Yeah, she committed suicide.
Why does that not surprise me?
Well, I mean, it's just all the way around, Russell. It's not only in Washington that these people are getting away with all of this. It's these petty criminals, these major drug dealers, and everything else. You know, Houston, Dallas, Albuquerque, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Atlanta. I mean, they're basically war zoned because of all of this defund the police stuff, of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
We can't put people in jail. That doesn't help the situation any attitude. And it's all circling the drain, brother. It's all circling the drain.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee.
Well,
there is no doubt.
Just before we got on the show, speaking of Albuquerque, just before we got on the show, we just had 5 more murders just earlier. Shootings. Shooting related, you know. Every day. Right now.
I guarantee you, you walk into a store, convenience store, one of these fast food places, something like that here in Houston, and I guarantee at least one out of every 3 people in that motherfucker is wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing what?
Mm-hmm. Ankle
doing what, Russell? Ankle monitor.
Wearing
yeah.
Hey, we got a caller on. I'm going to bring him on. But you know what's funny is that with all this, this is all in blue states. You know, this blue states where all the crime rates are very high. We're right behind Houston, Texas. And right now we're at that 138 murders so far.
Well, Texas ain't a blue state, but we like shooting here in Houston, obviously.
You all right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Let me bring this caller
on.
Hey, caller, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello, boys. How you doing? This is Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey,
how
Joe. How you doing?
All right. I see that you've got in your description page the 2,000 mules. Have you guys discussed that yet?
Oh, yeah. We discussed this quite a bit on the show tonight, you know.
Oh, you did?
What did you think?
I haven't seen it, but I've seen the trailer, and the trailer by itself, it makes me feel that this is one of the most important documentaries that anybody can see, because it exposes, hopefully, definitively enough to our state legislatures that there was a stolen election 2020 that's got 4 million minutes of surveillance. Surveillance cameras, okay, trained on the ballot boxes, showing these assholes putting in the ballots in order to get paid, harvesting, illegal. They got some people going from county to county doing this. So as
well,
far as I'm concerned,
That's why they wanted the drop boxes. That's what they're for.
Oh, absolutely. They wanted them so that the absentee vote and the mail-in ballots would be used in order to upset the election. That's exactly what they were for. And they changed the laws just about, in the swing states, they changed the laws something like 4 months ahead of time. And the people who changed the laws were, I think, the local election boards. That they could not do. They were not allowed to do that, but they did it anyway. It's only supposed to be the state legislatures which are supposed to change the laws regarding elections. That's in the Constitution.
And nothing was done.
Anyhow.
Yep.
Yeah.
And nothing was done about it. Well, it's like we were saying on the show earlier. They're all in bed together. The Republicans and the Democrats, they're all in bed. Even the GOP.
Of course. Look, the Democrats couldn't get away with what they're getting away with unless the GOP allowed it. If the GOP was an honest party, they would have filibusters. They would do everything they can to make sure that the Democrats wouldn't get their legislation passed. This is a one-party system. It's corrupt, and I don't trust a fucking person in Congress.
Right.
No,
go ahead, Virgil.
You know, they talk a big game in front of TV cameras, but behind the scenes, you know, I don't see anybody getting any food put on their plate, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've been saying this for decades. We've said it over and over again on this show. The right wing and the left wing belong to the same bird, all right? Everything you see and hear is literally scripted, ladies and gentlemen. You are living in the matrix, but you don't have something actually plugged into you. It's plugged into your right or left hand. It's called your phone, and it controls your thought process, the information you don't get, and you know, put the fucking phone down and fucking step outside and fucking do some clear-headed thinking, like, I am not 100% sure that we haven't lost our country already.
Oh, we lost it a long time ago.
I don't know
if it's
doable taking it back. I really don't at this point. That's how bad it's gotten.
No, it's pretty much well, it may not be lost, but I can tell you what, no matter who you elect to be president and who you elect in Congress, okay, two terms in president, 8 years, is not going to be enough to fix this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is some severe damage being done. And if you think, mm-hmm. if you believe that these Democrats, Chuck Schumer, all of these people in the media and everything are so upset about this Roe versus Wade being overturned, think again. Think again.
Right.
Okay. You see, if they turn the abortion issue over to the states and let them run it under the 10th Amendment state rights, that means fewer abortion clinics, yes, number one. But just as everything else, when you got a shortage, the price of everything goes up. And these blue states are going to go sky high on these abortions, and they're going to charge Planned Parenthood and blah, 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 and more federal money is going to leave toward those blue states, those few blue states that have, that legalize abortion, than all of the
mm-hmm.
other states that make it illegal to have abortions. You mm-hmm. see, that's the game plan, people. It's the biggest heist in world history you're seeing right now. It's the
mm-hmm.
biggest heist of a country's economic ability,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to bankrupt this country.
All that money goes back to the Democratic Party or the correct parties. It goes back into their pockets.
Of course. It's called political contributions, charity
mm-hmm.
donations.
Mm-hmm. They got to get the blood money somewhere. But
yeah.
I tell you what, you've heard us on this show for quite some time. I mean, how many times have we been correct on the show about what we've said about the elections? I mean, everything. What's your opinion?
I got a potential solution for the problem. And yet everybody here is right. Our country is practically gone. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
is that people always say, well, you got to stand up. Oh, yeah, take a look at the truckers. The truckers have stood up and they got their asses kicked by the police. And that's because
mm-hmm.
they were doing it for a cause to not get vaccinated. I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know what? We've got whistleblowers and we've got investigative reporters who have sued certain governmental agencies and have found out some of the corrupt politicians and have brought into court documents showing the corruption. I'm saying, you know what? If the truckers are going to get their asses kicked by the police, and there's still going to be a brave and hardy people to do it, then switch their agenda around, switch their objective, switch their goal
mm-hmm.
to having more investigative reporters, more whistleblowers, show and expose the corruption of the Senate, the House of Representatives, the cops, and then, you know, once that gets
mm-hmm.
exposed in court, and I guess exposed on the right media, more people, I think, will go along with that than the vaccine, because people
mm-hmm.
people are brainwashed into believing that this vaccine is helping. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to, and apparently, if they have not awakened now to the dangers of the vaccine, when they're killing their own family members,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's going to take to make them become awake to it. But if they start seeing go ahead, Joe.
That's why they created this Ministry of Truth, so they can suppress all this stuff. Because they're afraid right now, we are reuniting in a lot of ways, you know. With Twitter being open now and everything, we're all, even on TikTok, everybody is uniting in such a way, already waking up. You know, I've even seen some liberals actually switching and saying, you know what, I've been on the wrong side this whole time. I mean, everybody's starting to see it, and that's what they're scared of.
It's all fine and dandy, but you can take all these media platforms and
mm-hmm.
shove them up, whoever asks you to shove them up.
Yeah.
But good
yeah.
they're doing, all right? You got to understand, these people know they have the power. They know the American people are afraid of this, and they're going to do everything they can to finish driving this knife into the heart of America. And I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but the majority of the American people are going to let them do it. They are
afraid. Oh, yes.
Live in fear. And you know what? You know what the purest, the absolutely bone, snowiest white,
did it. Where's that? What's that background noise?
Of,
I have no idea.
Here it is.
I got my fan off. Go ahead, Russell. You're kind of breaking up there a little bit.
Okay. Here's a question for you, ladies, gentlemen, guys. Do you know what the purest, the whitest, the brightest, the most virginic form of tyranny is? Fear of your government.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. And that's what we got right here.
People, well, we have that.
Oh, yes.
Fear of their government.
And I'm going to add this, you know, Joe, since you wanted to bring up the truckers, you see things, you're fixing to see prices. You think prices are high now? Okay, get these new regulations that this Department of Transportation secretary, this idiot's trying to set on us.
Mm-hmm.
He's wanting all trucks. He's wanting all trucks governed down to 60 miles an hour. And he's wanting to cut our hours of driving from 11 to 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, Bush Ray is not exactly, he's not the brightest guy in the pack. Also, he's a person that doesn't give a shit about America as well. He's part of the cabal. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you govern trucks down to 60 miles an hour, number one, you see, a truck has what's called a sweet spot, and each one is different. Cats, Cummins, Max, Detroit. Those engines have to build up so many RPMs for that turbocharger to work properly on that engine. If the truck is running too slow, it will burn way more fuel than speeding. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's going to cut your delivery time down. It's gonna affect the delivery time drastically. The 60
mm-hmm.
miles an hour and the hourly cut on the driving time. So there's gonna be a lot more shortages. There's gonna be a lot more rate hikes to ship goods, and so you can look to pay a lot more at the store than you are now.
I'll pay more now. I'm paying more now. You know what? I just paid for a head of lettuce and four tomatoes. You want to know what I just paid for that?
How much?
$50 fucking dollars. $50 freaking dollars.
For a head of lettuce and three tomatoes and four tomatoes?
No, four tomatoes and a head of lettuce.
I don't know what the fuck you're shouting at, but I'd find me somewhere else, because that's ridiculous, dude.
Yeah, it is.
And hey, it's like that. My niece is in California right now, and she says it's virtually the same thing, Russell. It's just in New Jersey, California, Washington State. Just about a quarter of the country is like that. And let me tell you something, people. You laugh when I say watch the movie Soylent Green and look out your window after you watch it, and you're going to see a lot of similarities in that movie.
Yep.
Well, they already, even before this COVID hit, do you guys remember they were talking about, no, not before COVID, just during COVID, they were talking about eating the meat of celebrities. And people were saying, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah. And but one thing, Joseph, you said that we allow this to happen. The American people don't allow it to happen. The American people, our republic is based upon a civilization of civility. We have given our rights to the politicians to take care of the problems that arise so that they can take care of it without violence. So that's why we have elections. That's why we've got cops. These assholes are the ones that become corrupt. So when those particular measures, the ones that we look to and look to do as a result of civilized people, and those are taken away from us, what else can we do?
Yeah.
See, so but far, you see, the American people, America's a beautiful country, but the American people, they are a corral of the most gullible, stupid sons of bitches that
oh,
have
yeah.
ever been created by nature. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got duped. We got duped by Bush 43. Okay? WMDs were in Iraq. We got duped by the Food and Drug Administration. Artificial sweeteners are safe. And we got duped by the media that Anna Nicole married an 87-year-old billionaire that couldn't get a hard-on with a goddamn Viagra big as a golf ball for love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And people believe it.
Yeah, of course, because that is propaganda. I have said the same thing. I have said the American people are stupid. But I also said I don't blame people for being stupid. Why do you think the communists took... It's not even the communists. Why do you think the Rothschilds took 40 to 50 years in order to propagandize this nation? Because they knew if they did it incrementally over the course of generations, people would slowly but surely swallow this shit. You know, if you ask a student,
it wasn't only the Rothschilds, Joe. It was the Rockefellers, too. Don't leave them
out. Okay. Well, when I say the Rothschilds, I mean the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, and the Annenbergs, and all of the rich families that have contributed to this. Okay? I mean, all of them. The thing is that when you ask a woman, a student today, what's a woman, they don't know because the stupid-ass teachers who have been bribed, they don't have any spine either. They keep, now they're telling students, well, you know what? A woman does not give birth. Ovaries give birth. So a trans man can give birth. And they're confusing the shit out of people.
Oh,
because
yeah.
When you go, yeah, because nobody expects the mainstream media or your professors to lie to you. They're not old enough to realize, like I am, that they will lie to your ass every damn day.
Well, Joe, I can tell you what, they ain't never got to worry about me becoming a trans man and having a baby because it hurts when I take a shit.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing with that is that now they're going to put tampons in boys' bathrooms and stuff. And it's like, I got into an argument earlier with a guy about that. And, you know, and I tried to tell him, he was trying to convince me that men can have periods. And go, yeah, the only way they can have periods is they get fucked in the ass.
Well, it's like this. You want to tell the difference between a male and a female? It's very easy without going to school, okay? If you think you are a female, okay, pull down your pants, hold your knees together, and take a piss. If your legs, feet, and ankles get wet, okay, you're a woman. If you miss the toilet completely, you're a man, okay?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. But, you know, but we're hearing all this stuff, and it's like, you know, this is demonic and it's evil, what's going on. And here's what I'm going to say before we close the show is that this is all the ingredients, and I've been saying this for months, this is the ingredients to usher in the Antichrist. Prove me wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, like a few weeks ago, about a month ago, I came to the conclusion that aliens are actually on this planet, and the aliens are probably running this planet, and they are probably running every dictatorship and every president of every country on the globe.
Oh, I think
you're probably right. you're probably right. The Earth is one big galactic game of battleship.
Mm-hmm.
Or Monopoly.
Yep.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm glad you brought that up, Joe, because here's the thing. I've been watching this closely with Antarctica. Why are they closely guarding Antarctica? What's over there? It's our garden. Even the military's garden. What's over there? Everybody's saying there's an alien base on there.
That's what I hear. Now, I don't know. I don't have any proof about the aliens, but I do connect the dots. One thing that can be proven is that because of climate change, they're saying they want to take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Are you out of your fucking mind? Without carbon dioxide, humans die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Humans die.
Mm-hmm.
So if the aliens,
this whole global warming shit, you know, they pick on the United States. You know, the United States need to cut their greenhouse gases, you need to cut their carbon emissions, need to do this, need to do that. What about these other countries? What about these other countries? China, India, Pakistan. What about them?
Yeah,
you know,
they're kind of excluded.
South America. You know, I mean, but it's always the United States. You know, that's why I say, you know, the United States, the American people, I don't know whether it's something in the water. It started with Agent Orange. These guys came back from Vietnam, contaminated with Agent Orange.
It's not that, Virgil.
These retarded babies or what?
Not that. It's the communist plan, which is funded by the Rothschilds. And as a matter of fact, all these, the communists, the socialists, the Bolsheviks, all of them were funded by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, et cetera, in order to do this so that nobody would think the Rothschilds are doing it. They're thinking that
everybody's got a brain. Everybody's got common sense. Everybody knows that you don't pour gasoline down your back and then strike a match. You know, I mean, you know, you don't eat in the bathroom and shit in the kitchen. We've all got common sense. You know,
I'm telling you what it is. It's a propaganda. It's not the shit in the water. It could be, you know, there have been chemicals in the water to aid our deterioration of the brain. But over the past 40, 50, 60, 70 years, what have they been doing? They've been dumbing down the students. When the students graduate.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Right. And when the students graduate and they become adults, they don't automatically become geniuses. They continue on being stupid.
Right.
Oh, I can attest to that. I can attest to that with several of my grandsons. Oh, yes, I can totally agree with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
so that's how they've been
generation.
Doing it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, they have not. They don't teach critical thinking. They don't teach logic. And they want to make you believe now in first grade that it's okay to have anal sex with a boy. A boy upon a boy. In first grade. And then you got stupid-ass parents who are actually pushing this shit about, oh, my child wants to become a girl. Johnny wants to become a girl. Okay, Johnny, we'll get you some hormone blockers, beta blockers, and we'll turn you into a girl. Come on. You got to be the weirdest, stupidest fucking parent alive. And that's because you bought into the bullshit from the mainstream media, from academia, and from government.
This
nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing with that. I'm actually glad you brought that up because I was going to bring that up on the next show. But all this is satanic. I mean, if you look in the Bible, read 2 Timothy and read Revelation, it says, before the Antichrist comes, they're going to try to erase everything that God has created. It's even including kids, erasing all the genes. That's what this
is. But here's another thing, too, about people. Not only are people gullible, people are very easily corruptible. Truman once said...
Oh, yes.
Truman said, I never met a person who went to Congress who was honest, who when they got out of Congress, stayed honest.
Right.
So even if you went to Congress being honest, you know.
You're going to come out corrupt. Yeah,
that's the truth.
Well, Joe, you know, you're not going to spend $10, $15, $20 million to win an election for what, a $600,000 a year job, unless you plan on stealing everything you spent back.
You got that right, and it's not $600,000 a year. They might make $230,000 a year. So you have to ask yourself, why are they spending $15 million, $5 million, $10 million to get into office to have a $200,000 job? Is it because they're such humanitarians? Fuck that.
Right. Well, they're going to get something back out of it.
Yeah, they're going to get more money from the lobbyists, the special interest groups, Big Pharma, energy, the defense contractors, all of whom are funded by the Rothschilds. I had a discussion with somebody today, and I told them, you know what? If you keep thinking that Marxism and communism is the problem, it's not. It's a distraction. It's the Rothschilds. If we focus on the real source of what's happening in this planet, then we can defeat it. But if we keep thinking that it's the philosophies of a Marx or a Lenin or a Stalin, then we keep thinking we got to defeat communism. We got to defeat socialism.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to fucking take out the goddamn families and realize that they got where they are by robbing the earth.
Oh, yeah.
By funding wars. You got to go after them. Because if you go after the Democrats.
Joe, it's done got to the point. I'm in total agreement with Russell. Elections are not going to fix this. You know, the courts are not going to fix this. They're useless. They're corrupt. It's just going to take like what's going on out in New Mexico now. It's just going to take a wildfire, so to speak, from one end of this country to the other one, and then maybe we can build it back up and learn from the fuck-ups.
Right.
Well,
we're
going
to have to shoot our way out.
Yeah, well, it
go
seems
ahead,
that dude. Way, but if we do, we're dead, because we're not going to defeat planes, drones, satellites, laser particle beams, Humvees, because who's organized? Some people say, well, you know what, the militia will come in, don't worry about it. I'm saying, are you out of your mind,
no.
The militia? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Our enemies are basically...
It's going to take more drastic measures from the other side before people even start getting fed up. Right now, they're fed up but tolerant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take something to push them over the edge. It's going to take that to reach that breaking point. And once that breaking point reaches, when it first kicks off, oh, buddy, it's going to be one hell of a party.
And I have to agree with you, because we're at that point. We're almost there, Virgil. We're almost at that breaking point, but not quite.
That's right.
Not quite. You know
something? This is what the New World Order wants, too. What is it that they want? They want chaos, conflict, and confusion. So if you give them a civil war, that's what they're asking for.
Yep. That's when they usher in the Antichrist.
That's right.
That's when they're ushering them in. Yep. Well, guys, it's that time and everything. And Joe, thank you for calling. Yeah, I've been wondering how you've been doing and stuff. But I tell you,
I'm fine.
You know,
how about you guys?
surviving. I actually got to go tomorrow for a test. I wasn't going to say this, but I've been trying to keep it to myself. They think I might have cancer, and I got to go for a test tomorrow. I got to go in for a test tomorrow and everything. So just kind of. Y'all pray for me on that it comes clean, you know?
Hey, yeah, good luck with that biopsy. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. I know if
that's
I was
right,
God, I wouldn't want to listen to Joseph for Eternity talk about aliens. You know, if I was God, I'd keep that son of a bitch on ground as long as possible.
That's right.
Well, they don't want me up there yet. But, oh, Roger, no, not yet. Joe, I have seen so many. I mean, out here where I'm at, you'd be surprised. I've seen so many UFOs out here and took pictures of them. And Roger can vouch for that.
Well, know? I'll tell you, if you take a look at Zuckerberg, I have never seen a more alien-looking human in my entire life.
Yeah. Yep, I was looking at some photos yesterday.
No, I got you beat on that. Maxine Waters.
Oh, no, yep. She's just plain ugly. She's old and ugly. Okay. You know, she's got an excuse. I don't know if she was attractive when she was younger, but this guy Zuckerberg with that haircut and that forehead and that neck that looks like it's a totem pole. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Oof, what a oof.
Right. Trump said it. Trump called them all before he left office, so maybe he needs something.
And I will leave everybody with this reminder. For all of you women out there that say, no man is going to tell me what to do with my body, well, how about when Fauci told you to get that shot and you went and done it?
Right.
Yeah. And how about the fact that if you are pregnant and you get into a car accident and that baby dies because you were drunk, you killed a baby and you're responsible for two lives. So, yeah,
right.
I don't want to hear that shit either about, well, this is my body, or that's just a fetus. That's not a real kid.
Well, Joe, here's the thing. Here's the double standard what kills them. Okay, Russell? And Russell, too. Here's the double standard that kills them. When the Mars rover landed and they found an organism on Mars, okay, they said, oh, there's life on Mars. We found an organism. Okay, but here on Earth, a woman that's 3, 4, 5 weeks pregnant, oh, it's just an organism. That's not life.
That's right.
You know? I mean, the double standard is just a sick comedy. It's a tragic
propaganda. All propaganda. Well, you know, I'm going to close the show with this, and this is what we said this many times. Midterms are coming up. Democrats are throwing it all at once at us. They're desperate. This is what we're seeing right now. Everything being tossed in at us right now. You know?
Hey, correct me if my memory's wrong. Did Trump support something like 22 Republicans who got elected?
They made the primary runoffs. They made the primary.
Okay.
Jan Morgan in Arkansas, she you might as well say she's in. And a bunch of others have gotten in too.
What I want to say about that is I'm not a Trump supporter anymore since he's supporting the vaccine as much as he is. So I think whoever he's supporting, watch out because they're going to be rhinos.
Mm-hmm. Well, our good friend Matt McGregor was appointed by Trump. He got support with him and everything. He made it there. He actually made it, Virgil.
Oh, he did, Mac made it?
He made it. So he's in there, so and everything. But anyhow, we're going to go ahead and close the show off. You want to do a show tomorrow, Virgil, or?
Yeah, we can do a show tomorrow.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, thank you for coming back on and the bright night.
Sure.
Bright.
Hey, and good luck to you, Joseph. Okay? Good luck
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm kind of
I've been kind of upset, but hopefully I can pass.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes. So I've been having to change my diet and everything around. So I'm at that age, you know. So.
Yeah, well, I had diabetes too, and I just changed my diet, and that fixed it. I didn't even go to a doctor. I knew what I had to do, and I did it.
Right. So, yeah, I'm having to drink everything sugar-free now. It kind of tastes weird, but...
Don't worry, you get used to it. And don't...
When
you say sugar-free, when you buy something that says sugar-free, do not buy it, do not eat it, because that sugar-free stuff is the same thing as the the sugar sweetener.
It's not sugar free, but it has. Yeah, that's not sugar free, but like zero sugar in it. That's what I'm using.
Yeah, but you know what it means? It means that it has a sugar substitute. Take a look at the ingredients. I took a look at those packages.
Okay.
I'm not buying them. So.
Okay.
Drank a lot of distilled water. A lot of distilled water.
I've been eating a lot of peanuts and pistachios and everything too. guys, we'll go ahead and close the show out. You know, I'll let you guys know what the test results are tomorrow.
Yeah,
you
better. But
y'all be good. And we'll catch you tomorrow, all right?
All right, guys. Good night.
Good
take
night,
Chester. Take care.
Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Night, everybody. Good night, Bright. Thanks for coming in.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man. Now I'm doing 99. At a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line.